It's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your beers are? This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks.
Pew, pew.
I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're here to hang out with you and drink some beer, talk about beer. Beer releases, look out for beer news that we thought was cool.
And the
listeners will call us and give us all kinds of information. Right now, we just opened a beer right before we started. It is from Dust Bowl, donated to the show from Dust Bowl Brewing out of Turlock, California, in Central California. This is a new one, Dirty 30s Pale. It's a light body and mild malt presence. It allows the Simcoe and Mosaic hops to shine through with huge citrus, tropical fruit, and pine aromas. Low bitterness allows for maximum drinkability.
Wow. It is low bitterness.
This is a year-round beer. 12-ounce cans, 6-packs.
Can-friendly for all your summertime needs.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
I think you mean can-tastic.
That's can-tastic.
Dust Bowl, available throughout Central California and parts of Northern California and Oklahoma. So all our Okie listeners can enjoy Dust Bowl as well.
Dusty Bowly.
And we saw a Get It happening in Oklahoma, Mm-hmm. So it's very cool. This is a good beer. And before the show, during the tailgate session, we had a couple beers. We had a General Sherman IPA from Tioga Sequoia Brewing.
Good old
in
Sherm.
New 16-ounce cans. And we also had a new one from Utah's Uinta Test Phase IPA.
This is new?
Yeah.
It's kind of
like
beer?
It feels like their answer to the hazy little thing.
Okay.
It seems like everybody's going to do a middle of the road hazy beer, shelf stable hazy beer. Mm-hmm.
Shelf stable.
And this seems to be Uinta's answer for it. I thought it's pretty good.
Yeah, the graphics on there are very busy indicating this will stay around for a long time.
It says limited, bro.
I honestly did. It was like, I'm just going to pour this. I was like, oh, it was an IPA. I didn't even look at it, but I liked it. I'm even happier that it's what brewery it's from now.
Yeah. There we go.
My voice keeps going up. Hi.
Hi. Can I get it?
I totally like it. So you're up to date on all the drinking so far.
Oh. Mm.
Also, pre-warning.
Okay.
This may go to nothing, or it may be something. The power company, PG&E for locals, the power company is replacing a line behind the studio. It's the middle of the night, basically, and they're replacing a line.
Basically, they forgot to ask us what we were doing.
Yeah. So the guy was like, yeah, we're going to be back here. We're going to be loud. And he's like, oh, you got power right now? I was like, yeah, we're cool. Yeah, that's going to change.
I hate to break this to you, but this is Yorktown Studios.
Yeah, I almost was like, bro, we're doing a podcast, man. I kind of need the power.
You got me like a generator or something?
Very well, they're going to not give two shits about that. So who knows what's going to happen. This may be, I think I'm going to peer
out. This is Dorktown. It's important.
It's important, bro. So we're heated right now. We have the doors closed because Louie will get out and run around. So for Louie's sake, we're really hot right now. And I don't know what's going to happen, if we're going to get a full show in or not. But I just wanted to make that clear. And I might stop the show a couple times just to save sections of it.
But saving?
I'm just giving that free button. Warning. But for now, what's going on in the culture? Do you have something, Nick?
Just that I got to experience the Craft Beer Kings, finally. The Instagram-famous bottle shop.
Insta-famous bottle
did
shop.
Did you see Mo?
Los Angeles.
I did.
There's an actual Mo guy?
Yes. He's got a crazy beard right now. So,
yeah.
But he was actually working the counter. I don't know if he drinks a lot or if he's just naturally happy, but he was having way too much fun.
Yeah, but wait. That guy must be drunk.
He must be drunk. He was like slapping the counter. Hey, man, how you doing? Which one are you looking forward to trying? I was like, whoa,
he's living the good life.
Too much energy for
him. He's running a craft beer bottle shop.
I would be happy if I worked there too. I see that.
That's what, if I were to, I don't have the guts to open a brewery. So that would be my thing I might do one day is have a bottle shop. That feels like something I could handle mentally. There you go.
Wait a minute. You're very opinionated now. How are you going to get through your day?
Yeah.
Not, geez, no, stop. Stop. Oh, you don't want that.
No. See, I just won't have it in the store. Anything that's too annoying.
Okay.
So I won't make any money.
You won't make, you got an 805. I can't even right now.
Get out. Yeah. I will be like the rec, like a Jack Black in the record store.
High Fidelity.
High Fidelity. I will be Jack Black and High Fidelity.
That's when you would get like Joe Dirt in there. You don't have any Whisker Dude IPA.
Get out of my store.
Screaming Willies.
Get out of my shop.
You don't have any Screaming Willies.
Get out.
The hell kind of dang place is this?
Husker Dudes, Husker Dope.
No, we don't have any Coors.
Where do you keep your Coors? He did have Coors and other famous light lagers, but I'm guessing, I should have counted, that would have been made more sense, but I'm guessing 15 doors of craft beer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's just pretend 6 of those were multi-packs and the rest were single sections.
A lot of singles?
A lot of singles.
Wow.
And
how are the prices, like, reasonable, normal for a bottle shop?
Yes, reasonable to medium.
Okay.
Most of the stuff I found, I was okay paying that price for. Some things I was surprised about. And others, freshness too. I noticed most were 3 months or newer. Or 3 months old.
They didn't seem to have much past the 3 months.
No,
they were holding fast. And
everything with a date checked out.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Uh-huh.
It's one of the big reasons why we like selling beer to them, because they take a wide variety and we know it doesn't sit around. They sell out.
Yeah. I was definitely the lurker, you know, first time there, first time caller, long time listener. I ran up and down the aisle probably 6 times. Most people that came in knew exactly what they were headed for, got it and ran out. And that happened quite a bit, because I kept having to go, oh, excuse me.
They're like, oh, God, this noob.
Yeah.
Get out of the way, noob.
So they were busy throughout the day, the few minutes that I was there. Very nondescript, like nothing. Had it not been for Instagram, I would never have thought it was a bottle shop.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From the outside?
From the outside.
What part of LA is it?
This is El Monte. This is somewhere between, well, I'm sure there's cities closer to it, but between Pomona and Pasadena, I'm going to guess.
All right.
Yeah, it looks very much just like a rural corner store from like the 50s. That, you know, it's always been a convenience store, just kind of off-colored.
Tower District-ish neighborhood for Fresnans.
Oh, okay.
But, very nondescript on the outside. But, boy, the inside is all that matters.
Yeah. They have a car wash right next door, in case you're interested in getting a car wash afterwards.
So you can, I like coupling when I'm out and about. I like, you know, grouping my... batching my duties, so that's good to know. Car wash, or it's also good to excuse for the missus, be like, oh honey, I gotta go wash the car. Oh well, that's nice, dear. Yep, it's pretty nice of me. Then you go to the bottle shop.
What if it's the other way around? What if instead of like going into the gas station and buying a 6-pack and adding on a car wash, what if it was the other way? They're just like, oh, would you like the super deluxe package? What's that? Oh, well, it includes a 6-pack of Modern Times. You're like, all right. Yep. Tack it on.
Yep. Tack it.
6-pack of car washes.
That's what they should do. Get on that, somebody. Sounds like a San Diego thing to do. Or maybe Portland.
Do it. Car wash craft beer.
So, Craft Beer Kings, go there.
Yeah, check it out. I hear they have another location. I don't know where. Mm-hmm. Further south, maybe.
They do.
But worth the trip if you're heading, I guess, somewhere in that area. I don't know where you'd be going. That would take you by.
I don't know where you're going.
If you find yourself in El Monte, California.
Yep.
Stop. Take a, there's a, what do you call
it? Get out to 5.
Yeah.
Take the Alhambra exit.
Wow. I think you're actually pretty right.
Alhambra.
Alhambra. Hit the 6 day, the Pomona Freeway.
On the Pomona Freeway. Head south for 5 minutes and then head east. And go home.
Yes. Get your beer and go home. Don't know if I'd do that living in Fresno.
No. Well, Nick, that was the culture?
Yes, unless I'll just quickly mention Igloo, my new favorite ice chest company, is now re-releasing 80s, traditional 80s styled ice chest
Miami Vice
throwbacks.
80s looking coolers.
For all your summertime party boat needs.
Topaz and
topaz.
Catch it.
Is that topaz. A mercury topaz or just a regular topaz? Yeah,
topaz
they look,
and
they look like they're made
accents.
By this clothing company Catch It. If anyone's from the 80s, remember
wow,
that.
Wow, Catch It.
Yeah.
Got it? No, Catch
It. I had some Catch It outfits.
Wow. Look at you. Is that how you got to where you are today?
Huh?
Is that how you got to where
is
you are
today?
Is that
how I got no women in high school? Yes. That is how.
This is rad.
My Catch It short, my matching shorts and Catch It shirt.
Woo.
Looking pretty good.
This is hot, ladies.
Yep. Tube socks. Ooh. My Nikes, red swish Nikes.
Nice.
And Magic Catch It shorts and shirt. It was pretty. Let me tell you.
You could
fighting
be
the ladies off.
Could be a millionaire today if you only had that.
Right. I could go. I could go to Yoshi now and make a little killing.
Nice.
They'll buy it for $5 and resell it for $115.
Yeah, sell it to Japan for $2,000.
Matt, what you got going on culturally?
So there's a little brewery in the Spokane, Washington area called, Noli.
Yes. We've had some Noli. They make good beer.
So they, noticed on Untappd that somebody started checking in one of their beers, but the description, it didn't kind of line up. And
was it us?
No,
because I think we checked in a Noli that was really old, and we were like,
so it was one of those people started checking it in. They're like, this doesn't seem right. Well, turns out Goose Island released a beer, Born and Raised IPA, which has the same name as a Noli beer. Born and Raised.
I see where he's going with this.
So the small guy kind of tapped the big guy in the shoulder and was like, they were just like,
sir,
hey, so we've been kind of making this beer since 2012. You just came out with this. We get it. We're smaller. You may not have never heard of it. And so it sounds like, Goose Island is real cool about it, saying, hey, well, you know, we have so much packaging and so much beer planned. We'll just run this through. And
bro, yeah, no sweat, bro.
We're going to make our money, bro.
Let us make our money, kid. Then we'll stop. Okay.
Okay. So yeah, it seemed very nice of them to just kind of just say, hey, we understand what we did. We're not going to step on your toes. We'll just let it run its course. If we bring it back, it'll be called something else. So for now it's confusing but eventually it won't be. And being at a brewery that's kind of had that same issue before with a different brewery, sometimes you have to go, well, let's figure this out.
Yeah. It feels like nobody really even checks anymore. There's just so many names now. And people are just like, yeah, just name it.
Yeah, if they have a problem, they'll tell us.
Yeah. Yeah. If somebody has an issue, we'll know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to Google it. I don't want to look it up on that. But can we just take 5 seconds and go on Untappd and search? No. Can't do that.
Yeah, can you call Untappd and have someone check for us?
I love gold.
Nope. Just name it. Get it out there. It's one thing, like, if you're just going to have a tap room release, like, who cares?
Yeah.
But, like, if you're going to be packaging it and distributing it, you probably should go ahead and do a couple searches.
What?
Might be what? Something to do.
Due diligence? What is? What are you talking about? I think Mikey's lost his mind. That's it. He's off the podcast.
That's a healthy pour for you don't know what you're getting into.
Well, what do we have? What are we getting into?
We have 1.21 gigawatts.
Yes. We're going back to the future.
It is an Imperial Oat Stout that we made in collaboration with Seven Stills. They made a bourbon.
Bourbon.
They made a collab beer. We did a collab beer. This Saturday, we will release our version of the beer. So all three of those are out there in the world.
Nice.
So
Saturday. Saturday. Line Fest?
Yeah. So it'll be Lightning Strikes. And we are releasing Bourbon Barrel Age Midnight Lightning that came out of Buffalo Trace Barrels. Some people seem to like that.
What?
Then we have Coconut Rum Barrel Aged Midnight Lightning, Rum Barrel Aged Midnight Lightning. So those are the three. Then we did a Vanilla Bean again, because that always seems to be pretty popular.
I like the Vanilla Bean.
And the first time ever we're doing Bourbon Barrel Aged S'mores.
Ooh.
So Midnight Lightning Base S'mores Beer.
Holy shit.
Wow.
So all
I want that.
Yeah.
All those will drop plus the 121. It'll be crazy.
Stout Fest.
Yes.
Oh. 11 a.m. You know what that Saturday? Means?
Mm-hmm. Stout season.
I don't think it does.
I think it's stout season.
Well, you can walk around that Saturday going, stout season.
Hashtag stout season.
It's stout season, guys.
Hey, guys, did you know it's stout season?
Hey, it's stout season.
Pro tip.
I don't think it is.
It's stout season.
In the studio is not stout season.
My stout seasoning, all right. You know what I mean?
I don't.
Is your stout seasoned?
My there stout is seasoned. Top.
Got it.
Oh, this is even higher than I thought it was. This is 12.1%.
Oh, that's it.
Perfect. But this is exactly what I needed on a 102 degree day.
I go big on big days. I go big.
That's right. Big day, big beers.
That's right. So I heard Reggie 559 was already, he was texting me about this. He's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Don't tempt me. I'll do it. Nice.
So expect that. It'll just be a get a day. Since Zach's only opens at 4 nowadays.
Uh-huh. No more get it.
If I go down, I would have to time it. I'll probably go down around 3 so I can get a little Tioga time in and then get the opening of Zach's. That's what I have to do. And now that they moved it to 4 o'clock and now they used to be at noon. Wow. They?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, you know,
get it. Time changed.
Yeah. So if I go down, that might be the time I do it. 3 o'clock ish. Just so you know.
Yeah.
I like the heat of the day. I like to enjoy that.
Oh, it's a hot one.
All the big fans going to be going.
Yep.
Oh, you guys have the room now this season. First time to have it. Or did you have it last season?
No, it was kind of finished up in October.
So now you have an air-conditioned room.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Totally temp-controlled room like never before.
Yeah.
That people don't really realize a lot.
So it's... I mean, for somebody like me, I like the room. I mean, I guess... If I'm out and about, I could be in whatever situation, but typically when I go out to have beers, I kind of want to be away from everybody. I don't want to be too interacting, but I guess that room kind of has too much of that effect where you are completely away from everybody.
Yeah. As the PG&E guys lurk outside, we might be in trouble.
Why do we just hear three voices? Who are they talking to?
Bathroom breaks may be interesting. Let's go, bros.
Sir, your cat's no longer alive. I don't have a cat.
Well, that whatever that is not alive.
Poor Phil, never saw it coming. Sir, there's a line right there. I don't see a line.
Yow!
Line Fest?
That was enlightening.
At least you'll get a good buzz off of it.
Whoa! Oh, come on, Nick. Give us some. Wow. Give us some dad humor.
Oh, man. Yeah, if I'm out. Some high voltage stuff you got there.
Oh, there you go. That's good enough.
All right. Long as it's rock and roll.
But I like it.
But I like it.
Don't whiz.
So on go to the go to Tioga fence. Saturday. You found it.
Found it.
Found it. Oh, good reach. Good
obscure reach. Ren and Stimpy reference. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. When's the Ren and Stimpy Renaissance going to happen? I'm waiting.
I don't know if anybody could handle my that daughter, show again.
Well, they brought it back like about 10 years ago, but it was like super grotesque. It was like, I don't remember it being this grotesque.
Yeah, it was. Up. It was weird. Yeah, they did that. And it was like, this isn't right. I was like,
you idiot.
This doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling my daughter, because my daughter's all into, you know, animation, watching shows right now. I'd finally gotten her into Looney Tunes, which was my jam as a kid. Yeah. And now she's watching it. And I was like, and she's big SpongeBobber.
There you go. And classic.
I was like, well, you know about Ren and Stimpy? She's like, I don't know what that is, Dad. It's like, oh, my God. Well, we're going to have to start finding some Ren and Stimpy. It's not anywhere. I mean, obviously I can find it on the internet or whatever, but it's not, but nobody's broadcasting it is what I'm saying.
It's not anywhere, but I know how to find it. I mean,
I was much
if you weren't me, you wouldn't know how to find it.
So I was much more of a Tom and Jerry guy.
Yeah. Tom and Jerry, solid.
Looney Tunes. I was more Bugs Bunny than like the collective Looney Tunes.
Yeah. Yeah. Daffy Duck, solid though. Daffy solid.
Marvin the Martian.
Marvin the Martian. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The dog in Foghorn Leghorn. That's always solid.
Yeah.
Now, son.
I tell you what.
Oh, here we go.
I'm a chicken out looking for chickens.
Oh, to kind of you mentioned SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Yes.
In July, we're going to do July 19th, I believe. Ooh. It's a Friday. Uh-huh. We're doing a tribute to SpongeBob because it marks 20 years since its first release. And so we're going to do a couple of commemorative beers. One's a pineapple IPA, which you can imagine who that is.
What?
And then
Patrick.
Yes. And then I think we're doing, I can't remember the other, it's tribute to Patrick. So I think it's a fruited sour blender wise or something like
something
that.
Pink purplish.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah.
There
so we're
going to be a Squidward.
No, Squiddy's not making a, didn't make the cut.
No.
So that'd be a stout.
That's
right?
So they're, I think they're going to have, we're working with Wise Fools and they're going to kind of build out a little scene that you can take photos in front of. We're going to have themed food. And so, yeah, you can get a Krabby Patty that night.
Nice.
And have a SpongeBob
have to bring
beer.
The kid out. I was like, this is for you, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bringing this.
I'm doing this for you.
I don't want to be here.
Yeah. You think I like this sort of thing?
I like mm-hmm. this? The SpongeBob.
It was a miserable day in my book.
But I'm a good dad, so here I am. Well, more stuff, Matt? Do you want to talk about?
I have one that can go either way. It's kind of a looking out for, or it could be news.
Let's hear it now, because we don't know what's going to happen. Okay. Here.
Well, let's this one's a news and out for.
News and out for beers.
Where is it?
Are we doing Paul blends now? What are we
doing? Yep.
This is...
I'm blending Paul songs.
So the past 2 or 3 Volkswagens that I've seen on a beer label, they end up just being like Mexican lagers, which what? I'm not too crazy. Yeah, because the Baja.
I was going to say they're linking Baja.
But I've seen a couple of those, and I'm like, it's like, I want to like this, but I don't want to like struggle to drink it. So, but there is now one. It's a later bus. It's yellow with the white combo, but it is... it's interesting enough to where I'd like to check it out. It's En Route Brut. It is a Brut IPA.
Brut
IPA with yuzu juice. But It's from Baltimore, so heavy seas beer. But I thought that was kind of cool. I didn't, you know, it's a really cool looking label here. I'll show you guys so you can be like, ooh. Oh yeah,
actual bus, not a feels like bus.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like somebody, somebody knew what they're doing. Not somebody that doesn't know buses. You can tell, and they're just like, put generic
bus,
box wheels, windows.
But yeah, so I thought that was a cool label, and I was excited to see somebody using a Volkswagen for a beer style that's not like lager. Crazy.
Something different.
But Fruity Brutes, is that the next? Is that 2019?
Fruity Brutes. It's like Brutes are like just one death knell away, and somebody's like, no, wait.
We got another one.
I got another entry. Fruity Brutes.
Let's put the Yuzos in it.
Okay. Fruity Brutes. What about, we haven't tried Fruity Brutes yet? Okay, yeah. Go ahead and try your Fruity Brutes. I'm sure it's going to resurrect the style. Oh, yeah.
Somebody call the Homebrewers Association.
And just remember, another folks,
style.
VWOA will only come after you if you use the logo. If you use...
You just use the shell, don't use the logo, they'll be like, nah.
So. Yeah, that's...
Better chances of surviving. Yeah.
Yeah, there's been a long-standing thing. If you use the actual logo, they'll be like, hey, so where's our cut? You don't have enough money to do that? Okay, shut down.
Yeah, we're going to have to shut you down.
So...
Good tip, pro tip, all you graphic designers out there. I have several things, but I don't want to take up too much time because I'm worried about.
Hey, Mikey, why don't you talk about things, but don't talk about too many things?
I can do that.
Okay, cool.
One thing I want to get in, and this was with the help of the Fontana Jim on this.
What?
One.
I know that guy.
So the Star Wars Land is open, Disneyland now. Oh, everyone can go.
I'm shocked you didn't make reservations for that.
You know what? It's my aversion to too many people.
You know,
got it.
If you listen to Flowing, out
over my Star Wars / Disneyland.
Life. If you listen to Flowing the Famous, you would already know his opinion about it.
Yeah, bro. Come on. You didn't listen this week?
Nope. That's a negative.
Jeez.
That was an intense episode, by the way.
Yeah. We had two major things.
And, oh, gosh.
And Josh was feeling it, and it was good. Good times. If you're a Fresnan, listen to that. Flowing with Famous. Or actually, it involved a national news story, so anybody could listen to that one.
Yep.
So they have a cantina inside Star Wars Land. First time you can openly... The general public can have alcohol inside Star Wars because they always have the secret club where you could have alcohol if you're able to get in that secret club above Pirates Caribbean, right?
Right.
But this is the first time the general public can have alcohol inside Disneyland.
On the ground floor.
Yep. And they have beer. And so I was like, well, who's making this beer for him? I need to know.
Yeah.
Because this is sort of a Trader Joe style. Like, who's making it? Oh,
I don't know. Hey, any sound requests? Play the same song.
Yeah. How many... Whoever's working in that cantina at Disneyland is going to be sick to freaking death of this song. Like, oh my God, here it is again. So, they have a IPA... Which I was surprised. I was like, they're just going to have lagers or something. They have an IPA called Bad Motivator, which is a Millennium Falcon reference.
Ah. Got a bad motivator.
And it's made by Sierra.
Whoa.
So it's a Sierra.
This is big time.
Sierra specific beer. You can only get inside Disneyland.
Wait a minute.
Called Bad Motivator.
Are you sure they just didn't take Hazy Little Thing and put a new name on it?
I don't know. It's got Galaxy Hops. Galaxy Hops.
That's it. I'm gonna message our friend in the morning and be like, hey, what do I got to do?
No word on if there's any growlers. I don't think so. I'm going to say no. They don't have a growler.
Well,
a crawler system.
Sir, that's a smuggler's bar. You got to smuggle it out of there.
Oh, there you go. Good. Well played.
Could you imagine spending $100 to get in there just to buy a growler? You're like, oh, I like this beer.
Yeah, I could do it. I'd do it. So that one's cool. So get the Bad Motivator. That's the number one on the list. There's one called White Wampa. And this one is not, this one's bad. It's a Hefeweizen.
Okay.
You can't get this one. It's made by Ballast Point.
Oh, do not get it.
So do not get the White Wampa. Gold Squadron Lager is made by Blue Point, which is a New York buyout beer.
Yes.
So you can't get that one. Don't get the Gold Squadron.
Very good homework on that one.
The Gamoran Ale, it's a red. And this one is okay because New Belgium makes it.
Ooh.
So the Gamoran.
So we're back up 50-50 now?
Yes. And the last one is Spice Runner. It's a cider, and it's made by Angry Orchard, which is Boston Beer Company. So that one's okay.
Safe.
You can do. So two, three, they have five. If you want to count the cider, they have five.
Yeah, something for the ladies.
You gotta count that. There's three of them you can have. Just don't have the lager and don't have the hef. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your drive? 559. 492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour and the Dorktown Network. You can call that number and leave us information, like something you want us to talk about, or a beer release in your town, or a new bar, new brewery in your town you want to talk about. Those are the things you can say, or just something you've always wanted to ask the show, wants to go off on. You can call that, leave us a 3-minute voicemail, and we'll play it. You can also email it to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And that was the beer fridge, in case you don't recognize that sound.
I was just going to hang out in there for a while, but...
It is the only cold place in this studio.
I'm sure Mikey would not be happy with the power bill if I left it open.
Probably won't. The thing's so damn big, I doubt the refrigerator open would make much of a dent.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Hey.
I'm driving.
Scott A.B.
So hey, I saw The Nick recently. And I told them, I'm sorry I didn't leave a voicemail.
Yeah, Scott.
The last week's show.
I'm still disappointed.
Apologized, begged him to still love me. And he does.
Sounds good. Oh no.
I was trying to be a good Perfect Pour listener and do the homework assignments. But even now, I was just listening to the show. I didn't get through the whole episode. But I can't even remember them now. I know, where did you get your handle from? In something about a Yeti or an ice chest or something. I don't know. My brain's fried, I guess. But anyway, my handle.
Yeah.
Okay, so Scotty. It depends on what handle you're referring to. If you're talking about Scotty B, nobody called me that until you guys...
That's wow. Right.
I did create a login with the Brewing Network's forum, Scotty B Brewing, but that's not how I don't think that's the same. That's like a whole thing. That's also my Instagram handle, Scotty B Brewing. But Scotty B, people actually calling me that, nobody did that until you guys.
Yes.
We win. And first comment.
First. As far as Mr. Biblis goes, that's my Twitter and my Untappd. So, back in the 90s, I pretty much came up with this saying, and only the people in my immediate circle use this expression. And Biblis, basically, it can mean a few things. It basically means, like, ridiculous, blowing it, silly. It can mean just silly. I'll give you an example of something that's Biblis.
Please use it in a
sense. You're at your lunch break at work. You take a bunch of mean bong rips. You drink a bunch of Jack Daniels.
Yeah,
you walk back into
my
work
lunch break.
Reeking of whiskey and bong hits. That's Biblis. That's blowing it. This is ridiculous, right?
Where's that beer?
So that's what Biblis means. It basically
whiskey and bong.
Silly, ridiculous. You're blowing it. You're being sloppy. So you really could have used a bib because you're being so sloppy, but you're Biblis. So that's where that comes from. Isn't that fascinating?
That's clever.
Okay, I think I've already said this before, but if I have, it's been a long time. I know I told Kelly that. And of course, Stevie Z. Well, I'm almost out of my 3 minutes. I'm on my way to cook chili with my friend Toby and Rick Davis, biatch. And we're going to have fun. We're all homebrewers. We all like spicy foods. It's like a threesome made in heaven. All right, keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Thank you, Scotty B.
I thought he meant cooked chili as in like an aftermarket version of Coachella. We're going to the cooked chili festival this weekend.
It's in Temecula. It's not quite the same. It's really close, but... what kind of bands would be at that one?
I'm sure a band called Uncle Fester would be there.
Uncle Fester? That's a real band.
Oh, okay. There you go. I wasn't too far off.
I was like, I thought you were referencing an actual band.
Great. I'm right on the money then.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got a new beer while Scotty B was graciously leaving a voicemail. It's called Torque Wrench.
I like it because of the name, because I own Torque Wrench.
Hey, I have a Torque Wrench. This is from Captain Whippo. Captain Whippo sent this out.
Unfortunately, there is not a Torque Wrench on there. There is a regular wrench on there.
Son of a, who let this happen? Yeah.
It's a double IPA, sticky tropical juice. Have you guys seen the ABV?
No,
I have not.
We haven't played ABV game in a while. It is a double IPA.
Is it double didge?
It's a double IPA.
But is it double didge?
That seems like too much information.
Come on. Come on. Pushing for
Nick, do you have an opinion on the ABV?
7.9. 9.5.
Oof.
He's going to be right,
Nick
isn't he?
Wins. It's 8-2.
Son of a. How'd that happen?
Wow.
I must have fell asleep.
It's hot in here. I'm off.
It's hot, guys.
You didn't calibrate for the weather.
I'm not actually ingesting beer. It's actually like sweating out from my esophagus.
Your beard is absorbing every bit of humidity.
Sweat it all out.
He's got beard humidity now. He's got growing a forest in there.
Let's continue.
Wouldn't let the perfect pour tree be here again, Holmes, second time.
Oh, shit. Chew. I'm sorry, Chew. Skipped this first one. Never mind.
Wouldn't let the perfect pour tree be here just calling, Holmes, because I want to ask. Get it.
Uh-huh.
2019. This can be the ultimate get it, Holmes. CCBA, Long Beach, California, September. I think it's September and August. Who's gonna be there? I need a roll call, Holmes.
Wow.
Myself, I'm trying to get a volunteer job through either McLeod or 818 Brewery. So either way, I'll be there, but I'm trying to sneak myself in and be on the opposite side of the festival, Holmes. Hopefully pouring on Saturday, Sunday. If not, I'll purchase a ticket and I'll just be a innocent drunk bystander and, hopefully we can get it. I'll keep you posted, but I'd like to know Southern Cali, North Cali, Denver, everybody who's willing to come. Perro, I forgot. I was going to say Pliny the Perro or Elder Perro because I just finished watching The Hobbit.
The Elder.
that makes no sense.
He mentioned it, so I'm just echoing it, Holmes. This could be the ultimate get it. This can make Willard's look like a carnival and 2019 California get it like Disney World, Holmes. I'm just kidding, guys. I'm not taking shots. Yes, I am. Orale. But
I am.
That's what I want to know. Who's going to go? Matt said he's going to be there. Mikey, you think you can pull it off? How about you, Nick? Can that happen, Holmes?
No.
Who knows? Is Zach's Brewery going to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Is Tioga Sequoia going to be there, Holmes? This is stuff we need to know so we can start planning this, Holmes. Orale, this is Chew Your Beer, and CCBA is on its way, Holmes. Mm-hmm. I have to watch you. Peace out,
He's not true. Matt, are you planning on going?
That is the plan for myself to go.
You pulled a purd right now. The words I'm about to tell you.
the company that I work for, which will be there,
is saying that I'm going to be there.
The information that I'm about to give to you is positive.
Are you Do you usually do the whole thing, or you just hit it one day?
So
it's a 3-day thing.
What the issue was when it was in Sacramento, they always did. It always fell on Art Hop Week, so it was just like we always had to be in town. Like half the crew would go up Thursday, and the other half would have to leave Friday morning, just because we would have to be there for Art Hop, and you don't want to drive 10 o'clock at night to Sacramento. So that's how the first like 3 years have gone. And then this year, it's now the second week of September, and it's in Long Beach. So I don't know exactly who all's going, but I know that we've already gotten the email saying that we have our spot. So,
all right. So there's that. Mm-hmm. Nick, do you think you have a shot at going?
You said it's the second week?
Yeah, I think it's the 12th through the 14th.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it's a very small chance, but I'm saying there's a chance.
So you're saying there's
very, a very chance. Small. That is the 14th, you said?
12th through the
12th, 13th, 14th.
The 12th and 13th are the convention part, but the 14th will be the actual beer festival, mm-hmm. which there's different packages. I think it's like $50-$60 bucks if you just do the beer fest, and then it's like $250 per person if you do all 3 days, and I think it's like $80 bucks if you just do one day or 80 for one day or the other, plus they have different packages depending on what you want to do.
So I'm going to say no, and if I'm there, then you'll be surprised. Surprise. Because that's my anniversary week.
So the breweries that are signed up, I think they get 4 passes, so maybe you should hit up those.
Somebody maybe have industry connections. Mm-hmm. Industry.
You just throw on a
Zach. I can't tell them I know Mike from Perfect Pour.
They'd be like, oh, no, the Brewing Network is here, so.
Yep.
What about Louie?
We already got you guys.
I got Louie. Studio Louie.
Dumb podcasters here. Louie, yeah, bring Louie, see what happens.
Yeah, he'll get me in.
I've always wanted to go to it, mm-hmm. and being this year, it's in Long Beach, my old stomping grounds.
That would be neat.
Lived in Lakewood quite a while. I definitely would love to go. I have two issues that could cause a problem. One being it's right before my wife's birthday.
Oh, yes.
Or no, I'm sorry, my daughter's birthday.
Ah.
And also I have my uncle that's turning 70, and they're having a big party for him, and this is in Phoenix.
Ooh.
And so
that's tough.
I can't not go to that and then go to a beer thing. So it'd be tough. I don't know when that is, if it's that specific time. So yeah, it's going to be tough, but I'm going to definitely try. But I feel like it is going to be a pretty epic get it though. Cause you got all just going to assume all the LA reps and San Diego reps
meet in the middle.
And if at the very least, and then it's a good thing to come to from out of town. Like if you're looking to make a beer trip to Southern California and that would be a good time to plan around.
Get to see if Long Beach John is real.
Is he real? I've seen him have get it. So I think he's real. So yeah, we'll keep talking about that all summer long.
That's the one to look out for, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Looking out for festivals.
We're looking forward to be here again, Holmes, for the second time. Maybe you guys might be asking why my voice is a little raspy, Holmes. My voice. That's it. I think I lost my voice for like 2 days, Holmes, when Andy Ruiz Jr. won the championship off of Anthony Joshua. Jam. It was an amazing day for Latinos and Mexicans alike, Holmes. First and ever Mexican heavyweight champion, Holmes. Took 3 belts. Amazing. Knocks him out 4 times. Anyways, I was screaming and yelling.
He's not,
I lost my voice. What else? That Mikey, Yeti's Holmes. I sent you that video. I was thinking that video would go viral because it had a lot of pretty cool puns in there. Some funny ones.
I tried. I retweeted it.
Dick's Homes, Dick's Sporting Goods. I said they have Yetis on sale and they got coupons, homes. So go get yourself a Dick's
Homes. He just says Yeti, Dick's Homes.
And fulfill your fucking dream, homes. Also, the day of the fight, I crushed some Sierra Nevada pails. Beers are amazing. They don't have dates. Someone asked me about dates.
I asked you.
But they were delicious. They were crisp.
You never know what you're going to get with those.
And they had a sweetness at the end, Holmes. But my question to you is, how many pails from Sierra Nevada does it take for you to feel tipsy? For me?
A lot.
Ooh, yeah.
I think it's more than six, Holmes. I had six.
Yep.
And I didn't feel shit, Holmes.
Been there. I don't know if that was Saturday or if that was Tuesday, but I was there.
Just, ATL, that's the way bro. Sierra Nevada pale ales are, Holmes. Six. A whole six pack. No blurriness. No nothing, Holmes. What gives? That's it. Other than that, that's it, Holmes. Just celebrating my Mexican Heritage Championship heavyweight
boxer. That was awesome. I love
congratulations
that.
To him. Congratulations to Mikey, because he's going to go get himself a Yeti now. At Dick's.
congratulations to Mikey.
That's it. Pale. Sierra Nevada, this goes out to you. Add some more ABVs to your pails, please. Orale.
Oh, no. That's what Torpedo's for.
Yeah, that's Torpedo, dude.
If you want more ABV at the same price, you're going Torpedo.
Go get a Torpedo. That's what they're there for.
They invented it. They cannot solved change that
Sierra.
Problem.
You cannot change Sierra Pale.
No.
But yeah, you I think lighter? It would take at least a six pack for me to start. Like, all right.
Nice.
Yeah. That's funny when he's talking about the Yeti coolers at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Dick's Homes.
I was there the day before he put that out, and I just discovered that like, all of a sudden Dick's is apparently Yeti's number one carrier, carrier, because they have a giant section of Yetis.
Wow.
And it was just all the Yetis you want. And I was like, oh. But everything's, I just can't afford a Yeti yet.
Yeti yet. Not even the coffin Yeti, the one they bury you in.
Yeah. That was the $300 model. 300 or 400. And but
when I die, I want you to put all my beer stickers on the Yeti and bury me in the Yeti.
Yep. That's why I want to be buried in a Yeti coffin. Then my body will be preserved.
Yes. It'll be nice and cool.
Yeah. My great 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 grandkids can open it up and be like, "Oh, that's what he looked like."
This is what people in 2019 looked like.
Yep. But yeah, one day it's my dream project. It's like Gary V with buying the New York Jets. My dream is.
Oh, I see how that's the same.
Nice. Yes.
It's very similar.
Yep. And those are two traditional voicemails. And now let's see if I can find our people emailing. Or no, that's what the emails. Now let's go to traditional voicemails. Sorry. I'm all mixed up. Don't know what to do. And you would think I was in it. Easier to find. How are you guys doing? What are you guys lacking here?
Melting.
Melting.
Yep. We're enduring.
Here. I like nothing right now.
I like nothing right now. I hate all things. Playing videos.
Oh, a couple of my coworkers, they're very adamant about being the official waxers for the beers. So they officially posted the selfie video of them waxing. It's a thing that they do. They're like, how do people know if we don't?
Do they have their own style? And
yes.
Can you spot it afterwards? You're like, oh, yeah. That's a bubble bowl.
If pretty much if you look at the top and you see a swirl and it goes to a dot in the center, that would be Rego.
Oh.
If you get one of those.
I got a Rego.
If it looks anything else, it's either Matt or whomever else will be doing it.
Oh, did you get a whomever?
No, I got a Rego. Yep.
Dang.
He's good at it.
That's got twice the internet value.
And let's hear some more voicemails.
Perfect Four. Summer of the day. I'm late, as expected, with my homework assignments. So we'll do these all out of order, because I'm not going to lie. I'm in the world between worlds. I've already heard everybody else's answers. So, yeah, I'm turning in my homework late. What's that, like, minus 10 points on my homework assignment? Oh,
no. That's half credit.
So, here's what it is. I don't own a cooler right now at all, period. End of statement. I know, Dad. Dad, let's have a moment of silence for my lack of cooler. Mm. However, I have been looking at Arctic coolers because they're just like Yetis, but cheaper. But I don't know. I can't offer any advice on that. Next homework assignment. I think what Hobby Libations wants to know where everybody's handle comes from.
Yeah.
So, let's go back in time. There I am, living in Colorado Springs, loving life, and I find myself wearing a boatload of plaid. Like a lot of plaid. It was bad. It was a rough time. And so one day, I'm sitting there with my wife, and she goes, do you wear anything other than plaid? And I go, yes, a military uniform. She goes, oh my God, you're so hipster.
Oh,
and
no.
Thus, Lumber Jose was born. Never to be heard from again until I started listening to you guys. Because Sarah made me an Instagram account that I never used, and so there it goes. So that was my angel for everything else. Because, yeah. I don't know. It fits to an extent, but I'm living in Florida now, so I don't wear plaid or flannel or any of those things. Yeah. As for 805J, it's on a Monday.
Yeah.
Ooh. So, I think what everybody should do is, you can be late, just like me. Call from the world between worlds. Everybody will think you're calling in on 805, but will they know?
We lost him. Power's out.
It's still going. Something happening with his phone. Yeah, but the whole point for 805, drinking at 805 on 805, is that it's a shared thing between all the listeners. Like right now, there's a bunch of listeners of the Perfect Pour drinking this beer right now, like I am. That's the cool thing about it. It's unfortunate we have to use 805 for that, but
come up with a cooler number, bro.
Yeah, well, I was thinking like Sierra. Figuring out like a date and time for having a Sierra, because everybody can get a Sierra or
420.
A Stone or some Stone beer.
No, we passed that one. 4th of July, because it's all American.
All American. The enjoy by. But 4th of July is all crazy. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You don't know what time you're going to start getting drunk.
Yeah, you know, you have family obligations.
Don't know how many hot dogs you got to burn that day.
You know how many drunk fireworks you're going to let off. You're like, it's all right. It's a short fuse. It's okay.
Don't know how many times you're going to ask somebody to hold
your
beer.
I've done this before. Hold my beer. So, yeah. We'll figure it out, but right now.
How many snickle and snookers?
5 days, all we got.
Mamby-pambies.
Oh, Plum Jose. Oh. I forgot. Budget beer. That was a lot of homework assignments. Yeah. My budget beer lately has been Hazy Little Thing.
Yeah,
I buy it at the supermarket. It's like $10 for a six pack. Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
But yeah. My actual budget beer though, currently, we hosted a baby shower at my house for my sister-in-law recently, and I bought a Sweetwater Brewing Company mix pack. I'm drinking all the leftovers. So I'm having a lot of peach love and happiness for Linderbice. Yeah. Anyway, not really a budget beer because it's leftover beer. Does that count? Leftover beer.
Free beer.
All right. Good. Bye. All right.
Bye. Thanks, Lumber. And we continue voicemailing as we are somehow still have the power on. we can hear the PG&E guys talking literally 10 feet away from us.
Hey, guys. This is Jordan from Dooley, Switzerland. What? Really digging the podcast.
What? Switzerland.
After episode 2, I'm feeling very, very voicemail shamed into calling you guys just so that you have at least someone who called in for the next show. Anyway, was bummed that I missed you guys in Copenhagen a few weeks ago. What? Luckily, Nicola is sending what they're calling a barrel bundle over to Switzerland, so I'll be able to pick up a few bottles. Very stoked about that. But my question to you is, what are your plans for distribution in Europe, and will you be making more appearances anytime soon?
All kinds.
Hope to hear about it on the next show. Cheers, Jordan.
Wow, I don't know what's happening right now.
Now, this is weird, and it's extra weird because of the emails we also
got. Yeah, so Jordan, thank you, and that's our first Switzerland call, I think.
If maybe. It's meant for us.
I think it was, because yeah, his number is all European jingly wongly, so...
But
thank you, Jordan. That's awesome. But also, we don't distribute to Europe unless you count Apple podcast as distribution. We do go to Copenhagen, as all the other podcasts do.
Okay, now I'm starting to wonder what's going on, because we're definitely not on podcast number two, though.
Yes. I'm wondering if. Because Modern Times just started a podcast, and I may be on episode two. Because Nick is also free that, because we got a couple of emails this week that were very odd. That were like, either they are messing with us, or they think we're a tap room. Because they were like, when are you guys open? Are you guys open today? Like, you know, emails like that. And we're like, huh? and then there's this call who Jordan thinks maybe we're somebody else, or I don't know.
I don't know.
I think maybe he's mixing us up with Modern Times. It feels like.
Ooh.
That's my best guess on that.
That's interesting. Oh,
because Modern Times has that a would podcast, make sense,
and a tap room,
and they may be distributing in Europe, maybe. So they may have had like a day where they're in Copenhagen, like a tap takeover or something. So that's what I'm guessing. But I'm counting that as our first Switzerland call. It counts.
We will take that.
Yeah, I can't find anything on the interwebs.
Can you hear me? Not driving.
Hey,
you know what that means, right? That's right.
You're drunk.
Drinking. Yeah. I'm drinking how many? Three or four Revision beers today. Really am a fan of Revision, really. But the main reason why I called leaving a second voicemail in a week is because I flipped my calendar and hubba hubba, there is a certain yummy piece of man candy in June. I think y'all know who it is. That's about all I have to say.
Your perfect pork calendar? I haven't flipped it yet.
Oh, anyway, spoiler alert.
Keep up the great work.
We don't know who it is either.
I'm drinking.
Wow. What did he?
He had a landline.
Landlined it.
He landlined it.
Is he calling from work?
He had problems getting that thing put down there.
He cannot hang down.
Right. So Matt's going to flip the calendar. We have a perfect pork calendar. Has pictures of perfect pour related people each month. And Matt, in this, when you have one in the studio, Matt's flipping it now for June. Ugh. And it's Scotty B.
Scotty B.
It's a picture of Scotty B. Chief. The handsome devil. Handsome devil, that man. Can't go wrong with a Scotty B.
So Modern Times is on episode two.
Okay. See?
But the MT hotline is 619-354-0635.
Ooh, that seems close-ish. That seems like I could get that confused.
Okay.
Feels believable that could be confused.
How did they get from them to us, though? What's the path?
Beer.
Beer?
Drunk.
Drunk? Switzerland?
Yep, Switzerland. Beer. Alcohol. Yeah. I think it all adds up.
Yep, it sure does.
Yep, it's that kind of week. Thanks everyone for contributing to the show. Looking out for beers. Beers released all the time, constantly. We try to keep up with them. It's a difficult job. So we just keep up with things interesting to us and we think might be interesting to you.
Maybe.
Some beer releases to look out for. Matt, what are you looking out for?
Some air conditioning.
Beer, sir. Beer.
From Alvarado Street Brewing, Nelson Baby is back. Dang. So looking out for some of that. And the one that the brother gave me, I'm looking out for that too. And then Easy As. It's a hazy IPA from Modern Times that falls into their crazy can art category.
Nice.
And then Camper, which is a s'more. It's a, like a little trailer, but it's a s'more stout from PR Brewing in Iowa.
Ooh.
So I don't know if we've ever had an Iowa beer, so I'm looking out for that.
Mm-hmm. Montclair.
That's a good question.
Or LeClaire. What's that? Pickerstown.
Those are my Iowa. Looking at foes.
Right. From Iowa.
Nick, what Frank, are you looking out for?
Forgot to do my homework, so I'm going to look out for a beer I had earlier this week. Double dry hopped resin from Six Point. It's a double IPA.
All right. So you're looking out for more of it.
I'm looking out for much, much more of this beer.
Wow. Wow. That's a good reco.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Plus, it's almost Central Coast season, so a stop there wouldn't be too bad.
Ooh.
Central Coast Brewing.
Mm. Yeah,
maybe some Libertines.
Look out for the brothers on the Central Coast next week.
We got to, so something we've never done, but we'll have to hit Atascadero.
Oh, yes.
Because Tyler's new place, Raconteur Room, is opening.
Oh, Tyler's at a new place now?
He has a craft beer and wine place in Atascadero.
Wow.
And it's called Raconteur Room. It's the bar top is Penny's, cleared in acrylic.
That's a new theme.
Obviously still has vinyl, still has the kooky off-brand artwork and stuff like that. And it's pretty cool. And I'm told there's an extremely good record shop two doors down. So I was like, records and beer, I'm willing to try it out.
Yes. Is it the vinyl aisle?
I don't know what it's called.
There's one. Yeah. Something like that.
But I think it might have had like Steve or somebody's name in it. I don't know.
Steve's Records, man.
But I definitely want to try checking that out.
Hey, I'm Steve. Yeah, I never would have guessed that. Thanks.
I'm Steve. Well, I'm looking out for a collab beer from Brewery West and Great Notion.
Okay.
It's called Time Bandits.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's a double IPA. It's got dinosaurs on the can.
Whoa, that
it's
sounds wacky.
Oh, look, I have it right now. It's holy, in my hand.
What the
hell? How you do that?
That's a huge cheers to Fontana Ants.
Look at that. I was seeing this all week, and I was like, I'm looking out for that beer. And then Nick just magically showed up with this.
Old. This old beer.
No, it's not old. It's brand new.
I think they're on your roof.
PG&E drilling a new arm on the pole behind us.
You seem to know a lot about this stuff.
I don't know anything about anything.
He's a DIY PG&E-er.
I have an indie PG&E shop. I'm indie power company.
Indie power.
I wish you'd go out there in like a bathrobe and like flip flops and be like, "How's it going?"
Change the line, are you?
What you doing? Huh?
You guys using 10-inch lag bolts or 12-inch?
Whoa. Well,
12-inch, that's good. Yep.
Yeah. Oh. How's that pole looking?
I personally think 10-inch would be all right, but, you know, 12, it's what you got in the truck, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I was in there watching TV. Don't come out here.
Yeah.
Heard you stop at 10 clicks. I think you should go two more.
Yeah. think you're half-assed in it, but that's all right.
Skill? Yeah, I'm a keto man myself, but you know, it's all right.
Whatever you say, bro.
Yeah.
You know, termites, man. Am I right?
I'm also looking out for, there's a new Instagram to look out for. It's called Intellectual Pooperty. Pooperty with three O's.
Okay.
Intellectual Pooperty. And look for it on Instagram because it just features can art that's just very intellectual property based.
Oh.
Like questionable can art.
Wow.
So it's very up our alley. It feels like maybe one of our listeners is doing it. I don't know. But anyway, he had posted one that called it's Fast Times at Ridgemont Rye.
Nice.
All right.
And it's the exact Fast Times logo. It's no different. It just Rye is the only thing different about it. And it has Spicoli on the can, like a picture of Spicoli on the can.
That's such a good name.
I was like, how has that not been done before? That's the first time I'm seeing Fast Times at Ridgemont Rye.
I bet everybody says, whoa.
Yeah. That's my skull.
I don't like Spicoli,
where's your shirt? You had a shirt when you came in.
Yeah, something hopped to him, huh? Come on, Spicoli. You guys had shirts on when you came in here. I am so him throughout that whole movie. Except just not tall. Stone Brewing, enjoy by. Yeah, the 4th of July, enjoy by.
America.
The thing that's interesting, well, they have the 6-pack 12-ounce cans.
Oh, that is interesting.
That's fun. And then they have the 19, they're doing it in the 19 too. The big.
Still won't fit my cooler.
Yeah, still won't fit in our coolers, but still. So enjoy by is in the 19 can. That's okay. Pretty fun.
I'm down.
It's fun.
Put a couple away, those floating in the pool on 4th of July.
And Nick, this is more for you, but for everybody.
Thank you.
So Firestone has a new parabola, a Napa parabola.
Napa parabola.
Should I give a shit about this Napa parabola?
Yes. Variants are back in again.
So variants are back.
We're fine. Do
it. Are you into that? You want that?
Yeah. I've done a bit of wine tasting lately, and I'm ashamed I kind of like it, so... Why not try a Napa Parabola?
I'm not going to edit that out, Nick.
I know.
It's going to go out.
Yeah, it's fine. Uh-huh. It's got booze in it. It's like a double.
It's got booze.
It's a double sour IPA. I don't know. Double fruit beer.
Double fruit.
Oh, just watch them double ciders.
That's going to bring out the bring back brutes. You know that?
Sweet.
Fruity brutes?
Fruity brutes. Double fruities.
Fruity brutes. You guys going to eat fruity brutes?
Where's your fruity brutes section?
Hey. Where's your fruity boots? I don't see your fruity boots on the board. Oh, did you guys blow out our fruity boots?
I just missed it, right?
Oh, man. Dang. I always just miss them. Yeah, we just blew out of them. Yeah. What else do you want?
What else can I tell you we don't have right now?
Well, the dumb shit style are you going to ask for? I mean, what else do you need, sir?
Like any cast Gideon Dark Ales lately?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm all flummoxed this episode.
Worried about the power.
Nick, did you have some interesting beers that we haven't heard about yet?
Oh boy, are you ready for this?
Because I know you had the 6-point.
Had the 6-point. Had a crowler, thanks to the brother from Central Coast, of a Simcoe, something. Simcoe. That was a weird name. I didn't check it in. Or did I? Oh, that's that one. That's that
Simcoe
one.
Simcoe Rider. No.
No. Damn it. I didn't check it in. Son of a bitch. Okay. Anyway, Simcoe double IPA from Central Coast. It's on right now. Go have that.
Mm. So tasty. Good.
And then I had a press pass to the 3rd annual Fontana Gym Invitational.
Wow. Press pass, huh? Yeah. Is it laminated?
Some interesting noises. Yeah. But very limited. Well, there's only two press passes available.
No. Oh.
The other guy didn't show up.
Damn it. Could have gone.
Yeah.
They use that.
And they know how to party down there in the old Fontana.
Garage boys know how to throw down.
I learned Burgeon Beer Company out of San Diego. Mm-hmm. They do stouts. They don't just do hazy IPAs.
What?
So I had bourbon barrel aged glazed. I guess glazed is the beer. It's supposed to taste like a donut. But this was the bourbon barrel aged version of that. It was
right.
Mighty fine. The Perils of Self-Betterment from Bottle Logic. It's a sour ale. Jam the Radar from Bottle Logic. Notice I'm only checking in stouts.
Mm-hmm.
Paisley Cave Complex from Bottle Logic. It's another stout. That was a five capper.
You know, just another stout.
And I hate to break this news to you guys. I have now had two Cantillons.
What? You had another Cantillon? A different one?
A different one. Wow. The Creek. 100% Lambic. 2017 edition. I'm now a two Cantilloner.
Welcome to the club.
Sorry, bros.
So you're better than us.
That's right.
I'm in that club. Not better than me.
Okay. So you're just both better than me. Everybody else.
I had Hop Bubbles from Tayuga Sequoia.
Huh.
Mm.
Heard of it. Had it.
Heard it. Fruity Brute IPA from them.
It's a hazy brute.
Super fruity.
Juicy brute.
No, juicy brute.
Double fruited. Double fruit, dry fruited, hopped.
And there were others. If you're in the forum, there is a photo now of the graveyard. Sunday after the Invitational hurt quite a bit. I will not lie.
Everyone's the post Fontana Gym Invitational.
Yes.
Classic next day is
there were some rough casualties.
Hey, Hurl, if you're going to spew into this.
That's right.
Are there buckets available at the Fontana Gym Classic?
Yes.
Instead of water stations, there's bucket stations.
Bucket stations?
There's puke stations.
Well, if it was...
Please launch here.
If you're going to launch here, man.
If it was that Chew's house, you could just grab a cooler, I guess. Sorry about your cooler, man.
Don't want to use that yet anymore.
Think you can get rid of that yeti real quick. It's called Dicks. You're going to have to bring that back.
Hey, so I got this, and there seems to be some sediment in the bottom.
I bought this. I haven't done anything with it. It seems to be stuffing down there. So
it smells kind of funny, too. Go ahead and
exchange it right now. I'll just exchange it real quick. No problem.
Don't worry about opening it. I cleaned it out. It's fine on the inside.
So the Nick 80 on untap. More stuff? More beers.
That's good.
You had a great week. No, give me one more.
Give you one more.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, okay. I didn't think you have to work from memory.
Oh, yeah. That was. I did not.
I didn't mean to test you.
You're testing my patience. I do believe we had this Great Notion down there.
Ooh, collab. Great Notion. Well, the collab. The collab. It.
Had it.
Just had it.
Just had it.
It's
had
good,
it.
By the way. I don't and think I commented on it. It's excellent beer.
Let me find the photo. Nope. It's not going to show up now. Thanks, Facebook. Not helping. Nope, got no more.
All right. Mad.
What are we doing?
Bangkok drinking.
Ice from Modern Times. That was my pool beer. Also had some Torpedoes and Lucky Days. Fulton Street, Matt Whitney. Just a lot of basic beers.
Basic.
And then...
basic.
Okay, Matt.
I'm just saying.
I went. What happened? So, Monday night was Silver Sun Pickups at Strummer's. So, that was fantastic.
Oh, man. How was that seeing Silver Sun in a small club?
So, emphasis on it sold out. Like,
yeah.
We were standing, like, when we got in, because obviously the line was long. So it was like, you might as well just go drink beer somewhere else and then just walk in at the end. Because you're not, if you're going to get to the front of the stage, you're going to fight your way there. You're not just going to.
Yeah.
So we hung out at the back by the bar, but it was like when we walked in, we were behind the sound booth that was on the floor. So it was like you were just there. And so then everybody kind of scooted up. They did an announcement. Oh, if everybody could just get a little closer, we get everybody in the room. And, you know, one of those situations.
Like there's no firemen in here tonight, right?
And so then we were over. We moved past the sound booth and it was to our right and the bar was to our left. And it was comfortable, but they sounded fantastic. Some of their newer songs kind of have like crowd participation moments. So it's just kind of cool to hear 350 people just say, we want it, or, you know, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you get to meet them?
No, unfortunately.
You usually get to meet the rock stars.
So last time they were in town, I did meet them. They did a little sound house at the New Rock Studios, did get to meet them. Super cool. They autographed one of my records, but this go around, they had an album listening party. So everybody got to listen to the party all the way through. And then the full band came in, not just two of them. Mm-hmm. And they took photos of everybody. But I was unfortunately so backed up at work, I was not able to leave at that time to check it out. So.
All right. Anything else this week?
Oh, but anyway, so I was there Monday night and Tuesday night. And I think maybe a day last week.
A lot of strummers.
But if I'm at Strummers, that means, Saturday. So Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday, I ended up at Strummers. So that means I probably rotated their Sierra Nevada pills, because the cans on the venue side were from January. The bottles on the grill side were from March. So I was trying my best to rotate it through to get something that was less than 3 to 5 months old. Mm-hmm. They even had a Luponic, and same thing. It was a January 12, number 12. So,
see, the things we do as craft beer drinkers, we have to help businesses out by like killing their supply, so we can get them to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like Nick was talking, you're talking about last week about the, or no, Matt, you're talking about the beer at the. At Fresno Breakfast House, you guys had to force them through the Luponic 11 so you could get to the Luponic 12. You're like, damn it. If we don't drink this, nobody else will. We'll never get to that Luponic 12. You're like, yep. So there we go. The things we have to do.
Yep. But as Chu experienced, Sierra Nevada Pale, that's my stackable beer. And that's my go-to if I'm at Strummers, because chances are you're at Strummers between 12 and 2 before they close. You don't really just go there intentionally. So, and that's always when somebody's like, dude, let me buy you a beer. And you're like, all right, Sierra Nevada Pale. It's like, I can stack a couple of those and still not feel too bad in the morning.
it's a go-to for so many things. Well, this week, let's keep it tweet. I had some gentleman brought me a growl. Oh, I gotta go get that for you. A growler of a blood orange IPA from Southgate Brewing. It was very delicious. And the growler you have it's a water bottle style twist off top.
Yeah.
And it didn't have the pop when I opened it. So I'm like, oh, it's gonna be flat, but it wasn't flat.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know the technology, but it worked.
I was always worried about that one. Same thing. It was one of those. I talked myself into it. I was like, I didn't hear the pop. It's going to be flat. It's going to be flat. This beer's flat. This beer's flat, right? And they're just like, why are you talking to yourself?
Hey, bro, you're right. Well, I'm trying to figure this out, man.
The beer's fine. I don't know. I kind of feel like it's flat. It's
flat. I didn't hear the hiss. It must be flat.
Yep.
Must be flat. I went to Yard House for a happy hour and got the Stone Tropic of Thunder Lager.
Nice.
I think Yard House is getting ready to switch over because they were out of a lot of things. And that's Yard House's way of saying
it is 6 months into the year.
Change. Yep. Every 6 months they change out. So get ready. Going to be some new Yard House stuff happening soon. What else of interest? Caddyshack from Altamont Beer Works.
I saw that on your social medias.
Check. That's a nice beer. Another Altamont, the Green Collar Pale. New. That's the Oakland A's beer, so I had to have that.
Right? Do you like the A's?
I don't like the A's. Okay. Sorry. And
Athletics.
From Untitled Art Double Dry Hop Juicy IPA. That's where did I get that? I don't know. And Boat Shoes from Carl Strauss.
Boat Shoes.
We got that at the market. And the Lorenzo market. The Beer Cat from Fat Orange. I got that at Maroa Shell.
You did some shopping this week.
I was singles this week. I went singles. I didn't go budget this week. I went singles. Live the single life.
Spread the wealth.
Yep. Yep. I needed to up my uniques on Untappd, although they're not called uniques anymore.
Wow.
I messaged Greg. If you've seen it on Twitter, Mikey Tupper, I directly added Greg Ovola from Untappd. And I was like, bring back uniques, bro.
Wow.
Because all it says is beers now.
And he
very boring.
Doesn't answered you immediately, I take it.
He did.
Oh.
He's very good about answering, at least when I ask him stuff, you know.
Wow. Industry.
And he was like, yeah, we may do that. That they changed it for more to more cohesive with the rest for with other things.
Yeah, nobody cares. We want uniques.
Yeah, I didn't. You know, I was like, whatever, bro. I need uniques.
Give me them uniques.
Give me them uniques. So Mikey Tupper on Untappd. The Nick 80 is Nick. Bearded Brewer 87 is Matt on Untappd. If you want to follow us.
Yeah.
And drink along with us and comment on what we're drinking. Cheers,
what the hell? Fuck, bro.
Die. Wow, he's still running the show even though he's not here. We got this, Mikey. We know how to do things when you're not here. So, huge cheers to the Fontana group. Fontana Jim, Fontana Ants, Fontana Robin, Fontana Keith, a.k.a. Evil Circle, Fontana Craig, Fontana Stacy. Thank you all for having me at the third annual Fontana Gym Invitational. Especially Ants and his family for letting me crash at their house. Sorry, I went on the spruff. Not sure if I was supposed to say that or not, but that's what happened. Good time down there. It's invite only, so don't ask. Birthday this week. Cheers and happy birthday to the Captain Wiffo.
Aw, happy birthday,
Wiffle Ball. Thanks for the torque wrench. Happy. Our resident perfect pour historian.
Yes. And the new beer going around, donated to the show by MikeyTopor.com. Executioner from Alvarado Street.
Oh, Alvarado.
$7.
Is that all we're ever going to drink ever again?
$7 16 ounce beer.
That hurts.
That works. Old dinosaur on the board now.
Yeah, there's all these stickers in that Brewery West Great Notion. All these dinosaur stickers are easy to take off.
Yep.
It's hazy.
So we got Executioner.
Oh boy. That's a hazy one. It's coming in hazy, boys.
Dang. That is dankest. I like it, though. I don't think Nick will know.
Nope. It's all yours. Luckily, I got more stout in my cup.
Is all your cheers?
That's my cheers.
Good job, Garage Boys.
Garage Boys.
Hosting the Nick. Matt.
Fresno Richard, a new untapped friend.
Ooh.
Cheers out to you. He has the Fresno flag as his display picture.
Oh, okay.
The you know the flag.
Yeah. You know.
Some people,
I have my own.
Some people like it. Most people don't. I don't have a problem with the Fresno flag.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could use some updating. I've always wondered what Nick's opinion on the Fresno flag is.
I like it enough to have my own personal flag.
Oh, you have one?
Yes, I have one.
Every city, I guess, has a flag. I don't know. But Fresno has a flag.
Yeah.
And it's been debated many years.
Yeah.
Most people are like, I don't like it. And I'm like, but is it? I always feel less cool because I'm like, I kind of like it.
It's, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Could have a bear or two on it.
I mean, if you really more want bears.
To change it. But
needs
I mean,
more bears.
You know.
Needs more chupacabras.
Yes, there we go.
And also cheers out to Matt Bolden. It's his it was his birthday Wednesday.
There you go.
Today's Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a great birthday.
Cheers out to that guy. He listens to the show each week. He's a wonderful coworker, and he makes beer. So, I mean, that's all you could ask of
him. He's living the dream.
Living the dream.
He listens to the show and makes beer.
Wow.
That's what I would like to do one day, actually.
A little mini golf really on good. Sundays and call it.
Listen to our own show while you make beer. That's what you want to do?
Uh-huh.
These guys, what will they say next?
I wonder what they'll say next. Sometimes I forget. If I don't listen back to the show for like a few days, I'll be like, oh, man, we did say that.
We did say.
Or, you know, when a listener will reference
gently
something.
Reminds you.
And then you're like, what's he talking about?
Yeah.
Like, the show. I'm referencing the show. Oh, yeah. I remember.
That's a great show. What show again?
What show are you? What show are you listening? What was that? The SD Bird Talk?
My show? I don't have a show. Oh, a podcast. Oh.
Oh, podcast.
That's interesting.
Mikey, what do you got?
The Golden Gods.
Oh, yes.
We have listeners that give us money every month through Patreon. And you could be one of those golden gods, because the golden gods, not only do they give us $5 or more, and we use that money for great things, many great things, torque wrenches, all kinds of torque wrenches we buy.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is, not that you're giving us money, the cool thing is we get to give you, you know, extra stuff. So you can be, you get invited to the Facebook group, the Porm. You get to have extra show, bonus show called which is the tailgate.
Tailgate.
Other things of fun and nature. So
I know. Sometimes you maybe get a couple stickers sent your way.
Maybe. One day we'll do that again. And so thank you all you golden gods. We appreciate it every month, just hanging out, still doing it, still keeping it up for us. And also, cheers to Chewbacca Loco.
Wow.
Which is Adam. That's Chewbacca Loco. And Hopopotamarcus.
Clever.
I got it there.
Hip Hop Anonymous.
Deacon75. T-Maws. Beer_Wisdom. R.D. Woolmont. And High Brewing. And just everybody that shares the show, talks about the show, shares it on their social media, subscribes.
Are we still number 4?
We dropped to number 5 this week.
Mm.
We were in the number 4 ranked craft beer podcast. And now we're
just not used to people
five.
Yelling outside the studio.
You guys are yelling outside.
You guys
the
deserve number 4.
Oh. By that, I mean 2 number 2s, if you know what I'm saying.
Sorry about your cat.
we don't have a cat. Whatever, man. All right. This is a miracle. This gets posted. Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Hope you have a great week. Have fun. Be safe. Check your dates. And guys, I think we podcasted. Woohoo!